I think my most memorable English learning, a language learning experience comes from my secondary school classes, because in our English classes we do a variety of things like dramas or musicals or sometimes some role plays in order to learn English. So I think it's memorable because it's not only limited to textbook knowledge, but some other activities which were quite interesting and funny.
What do you think you have learned through having those activities?
I think we've learned like using different types of vocabularies in different contexts and different types of writings, not only those we use in our public exam, but also some like scripts or some other newspaper journals. So it's all kinds of things that we can learn from these lessons.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I think the most memorable one should be the time when I have my leisure reading, because I love reading some English books like those by Mitch Albom, and I think it's memorable because it kind of is unrelated to what I was learning in lessons, so there is no stress or yeah, I think it's just casual reading that makes it memorable and enjoyable.
Do you have a favorite one?
You mean the reading
book,
or the
book?
Book? That should be Tuesday with Maury by Mitch Albom.
Why do you like this book?
It's quite inspiring and it's touching as well, because after knowing the story of Mitch and his teacher, and then they taught something about life, some life lessons which make it quite I would say I really love that book much.
So you're studying psychology and sociology, right? Do you think English will be important in your future career?
Certainly, because at this stage we're already in touch with many readings which are in English, and like sociology we need to know the theories of different theorists like Karl Marx or Durkheim, so they are all written in English, and English is important at this stage for me to learn the knowledge of these two fields, and they will be important in the future as well, because like if it's psychology, then in the workplace we also need to use English. Yeah.